after weeks of auditions and callbacks, Canadian Opera Company judges have selected 7 finalists for this year's Ensemble Studio Competition. It's happening Thursday, November 3rd, and these talented singers will compete live on the stage at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, vying for cash prizes, a chance to join the COC Ensemble Studio as well. Tickets are on sale now. There's a 5:30 p.m. reception with canapes, an open bar, a vocal competition, of course, happening at 7 p.m., and then a toast to the performers at 8:30. COC.ca for tickets. The night features 3 sopranos, 2 tenors, 1 baritone, and a bass vocalist. Joining us with a preview of next week and sharing a few memories from her big night 3 years ago in 2019, it is soprano Midori Marsh. She was recently named one of Canada's hot classical musicians under 30. She's worked with the Banff Centre, the Waterloo Symphony, the U of T Opera, Opera Laurier, and Tapestry Opera fairly recently. In 2019, she took home both the first prize and the Audience Choice Award at the COC Ensemble Studio Competition and was a member of the COC's Young Artist Ensemble for the 2021-22 season. Midori Marsh, welcome to The Oasis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to be with you. Congrats on this career.
Oh, thank you.
And congrats on making it to the other side of the pandemic. I know that's been pretty tricky for some singers.
Pretty tough. I would say pretty tough for all singers.
And right.
Yeah, it was a really tough time, but I actually felt quite lucky to be where I was, and I felt pretty well taken care of. So
take us back to 2019 and the ramp up towards the competition. What had to happen for you? What was that process? For those of us who perhaps don't know a whole lot about it, take us through that.
Yeah, well, it even goes back a few years before that. I was pretty aware of the competition when I was doing my undergrad at Laurier, and it always seemed like a total pipe dream and like something that would just be unattainable and exciting. When I got into U of T, it's so close to the Canadian Opera Company. You get to see more shows there. And I knew that I wanted to audition in the second year of my master's degree. So first you send in pre-recorded tapes. And then from the pre-recorded tapes, you do a live audition. And then for me, from that live audition, I was offered a spot in the competition. And I remember getting the email about it, and I thought I was going to faint. I didn't even know what to do with myself. The people I was working with could definitely tell that something had happened.
Something big had gone.
I think they thought I was having some sort of breakdown, but I got out of there.
But it was a breakdown of joy.
Exactly. Well, it was a breakdown of having to contain a shriek of excitement or something.
Do they pick the repertoire when you're auditioning, or do you get to pick the repertoire? What's the decision there?
Normally, singers have what they call a package.
Right.
And that's usually a package of 5 arias that are different enough to show off everything that you've got going on. Usually 3 or 4 languages are represented. So
do you remember what you picked?
Oh my gosh, for my tapes, I felt so awful that day. I felt so ill, but I knew that I had to make the tapes and get them sent in. But I sang 2 Italian pieces, which,
okay,
you know, normally you like to sing in 2 different languages, but I sang De Vieni Non Tardar from Mozart's Le Nozze di Figaro and Quando Men Vo from Puccini's La Bohème.
You're right. It's nice to be varied, but those were safe choices in their own
yes.
way, just in the sense they're so beautiful.
Well, and they're
of course,
hits.
They're the hits. And so you have to contain this excitement. You start to get towards the competition. What happens before the actual night of the competition?
Well, it's kind of like a little series of events. Once you get the email that you've been selected for the competition, and once you finally calm down enough to breathe and, you know, think about what you're going to do next, I had a chat with the head of the ensemble studio at the time. And, you know, she's so lovely. She said, congratulations. And this is what we would like you to sing for the competition. I was happy with their choices. If you think you'd be better represented by something else, then, you know, all you have to do is say. But I was happy with what they picked to hear from me. Then you wait a little bit, and you can't tell anyone, and you're sort of just like, every time you think about it, you just like vibrate with excitement. And then they announce that you're going to be doing it. It becomes public. Everyone's really nice to you about it, and it's really fun. And then in the week leading up to the competition, you come to the COC offices at 227 Front Street East, and you work with people, you kind of get the vibe just to see the young artists who were already there, who had secured my dream job, and they just like looked so relaxed. It's nice to kind of get a feel for what life in the ensemble would be like, and they like to see how you work and, you know, what you're receptive to as an artist. So
it culminates with this night on stage. I've been several times to the ensemble studio competition, and the night is electric. There's a lot of energy there. There's family, there's friends, there's opera lovers. There's a chance to meet these young performers. That must have been an incredible night for you, not only to be performing and watching your fellow competitors perform as well, but then that night you win with the judges and you win with the audience. And just, I can't even imagine the emotion.
It was so wild. I was the kid who, you know, whenever I went to a concert, I would have this wild fantasy at the concert that the singer is like, I need someone to come sing on stage with me. And then they pick you and you go up and everyone's like, ah, you're so amazing.
I mean, that's a really good fantasy. My fantasy was always, I am the singer. I'm going to be the singer and I'll just take over for whoever this is.
But my fantasies, I feel like, always contained a dash of reality. It's like, I am a concert goer, but I get pulled out to like,
I appreciate,
you know,
your dash of reality. That's important. But
and
I
so
mean,
it felt
what,
like,
what a night. Though.
Yeah, it felt like one of those, but it was happening in real life and it turned out pretty much just the best way it possibly could have. I wore a big sparkly dress and I sang a really fun aria. And
there's pictures of that night and you're celebrating.
Yeah.
And obviously it's an emotional situation. It's a happy situation.
Yeah, it was the best.
And what happens then? I suppose we touched on it a little bit earlier, but doors start to open even through the pandemic years. And I guess it's just one of those situations once you're in the ensemble, and once you're having that regular practice, that regular performance schedule, that you just start to meet the people in the industry.
Yeah, it's an unreal opportunity because it is that stepping stone between being a student, even though not everybody takes that route, and a working artist. You are kind of half and half. They know that you still have some learning to do, but you get opportunities to perform with the company. You get to sing all over Toronto. You get to represent the COC and you get to be paid as a working professional artist. So yeah, it's an awesome thing to do.
If you are just joining us, 2019 winner of the COC Ensemble Studio Competition, soprano Midori Marsh is with us. This year's Ensemble Studio Competition takes place next week, Thursday, November 3rd. A group of talented singers will compete live on stage at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, and a chance to join the COC Ensemble Studio. You're hearing a bit about the excitement, coc.ca for tickets. What's going through the minds of these young talents who are competing next week? Put us in that headspace.
Well, I mean, you must be nervous unless you really have nerves of steel. There's no use in kind of shoving that feeling away or pretending you don't feel that way.
You have to use it.
Yeah, you got to use it, because for me, it didn't go away. I had this horrible like waking nightmare of going on stage and losing my place in my song and then just having to stand there until the orchestra was done.
I'm with you.
Yeah, use your excitement, because that's what makes the competition so enthralling for the audience, is that these young artists are so excited and so hungry and so passionate, and they all bring that to the stage for like this one shining moment of singing their piece, singing their aria. So yeah, like show the audience how pumped you are to be there, even though you'll probably also feel like you're going to pee your pants or faint, and that's okay. So,
like you say, it's very emotional, and it's emotional for them and everybody in the room, and that's what makes it such a special night.
It's so special. Oh, and you get to hear the beautiful COC orchestra. Yeah, it's just an awesome night of music.
Tell us a little bit about what's ahead for you and some of the projects you're looking towards.
Well, I'm finishing out my third year with the Canadian Opera Company's ensemble. As an ensemble, we have a few noon hours coming up in the RBA. There's two in November. And then next I'm covering Susanna in Nozze di Figaro for the winter season at the COC. That's something ensemble artists get to do a lot, is cover these big, juicy roles and potentially go on, which I did do in Carmen just about a week ago.
Right. And so you got to be on stage as part of that.
Yeah,
that
my first time covering, and I did end up going on for the role, which is wild because oftentimes you've never done it with the orchestra. You've never been on the stage.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. COVID has upped the ante for swings, covers, and understudies.
That's
so
right. That somebody is going
stay
to
strong,
have to take the night off or
yeah.
whatever, or the week off, for
yeah.
that matter. It's just fascinating to hear from you. And Midori Marsh, thank you for all your insight today and your excitement about this very special event.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And good luck to everybody next week.
Soprano Midori Marsh, she's been with us, the 2019 winner of the Ensemble Studio Competition. This year's competition taking place next week, Thursday, November 3rd, a group of talented singers on stage at the Four Seasons Center. Cash prizes, a chance to join the COC Studio Ensemble, and a wonderful night for you with cocktails, and it's going to be excellent. Tickets on sale now at coc.ca.